Hello and welcome to Ascend in Action, the podcast that celebrates the future of women in staffing and consulting, brought to you by Amoria Group. In this podcast, we'll be talking and tackling some of the key topics when it comes to women in staffing and consulting, from why we need more women and what we bring to the industry, to our role in tackling gender bias and empowering and supporting each other. Presented by the Progressing Lives Everywhere podcast, these conversations are designed to inspire, engage, and show how together we can fulfill our potential and progress our lives.
Welcome to the Ascend in Action podcast series, part of the Progressing Lives Everywhere podcast, brought to you by Amoria Group. I'm Andrew Bluffield, team manager for the US Burner Embedded Electronics team, based in Amoria Bond's Manchester office. In this fourth episode of the series, I'm talking to Sally Bolger, our office manager here in Manchester, and Helen Cassin, Senior Principal Talent Attraction Specialist, about how they balance work and home life. So I'll start off with some questions. Helen and Sally, do you want to start by telling us a little bit about you, your backgrounds, and the work that you do at Amoria Bond?
Hi, I'm Sally. So I'm Office Manager here at Amoria Bond. I've been here for 3 years. I'm married, two children, two older children and three grandchildren who at the moment are living with myself, and also two dogs. So I'm office manager here, as I said, and I look after everybody in the office. Basically, I plan trips, organising like everything from sales conferences, sales days, work closely with IT, finance departments, work with the MDs across the whole group as well, doing various little things to do with conferences and stuff. I also support the US office, so over in Dallas. So yeah, office mum, basically.
Pretty busy lady.
Yeah.
And what about you, Helen?
I'm Helen. I am, as Andy said, Senior Principal Talent Attraction Specialist. So basically my role within the company is to attract really amazing talent to come and join the business. So, you know, that's basically helping candidates through the process, working with all of the hiring managers here in Manchester. And I also, like Sally, I also support the Dallas office as well, so work on their recruitment. So outside of work, also I do have two children, basically, well, two teenagers who definitely keep me on my toes. You know, their life's quite full on outside of work as well. So yeah, balancing everything can sometimes be a little bit tricky.
Well, you kind of lead me to my next question, really, with what you just said. So what are some of the challenges that you face as a woman in balancing work and home life then?
I think a big part of it is, you know, you're still a mum, you still got responsibilities at home, and my job is quite full on. Like I mentioned before about supporting the Dallas office, so obviously there's a 6-hour time difference, so that means working different hours and things like that. But I also kind of use that to my own benefit and feel like I can fit more into life, really having, you know, some flexibility in my role, to be able to kind of fit, you know, things that are important to me, my family, and also work. I think it definitely can be challenging at times.
And what are some of the things you fit in?
So in terms of what else I fit in, so for example, you know, I'll do flexible working hours. My own well-being and health is really important to me as well. So, you know, having time to fit in time for myself, like, you know, going to the gym and things like that are really important to me. So, you know, like I said before, as using like flexible working hours, I'll get up in the morning, go to the gym. I can see the kids before they go off to school and college, and then get myself sorted and have a little bit of time for me before I then start my day at work. So those sorts of things, I'd say.
And then Sally, what about you? So what are some of the challenges that you face as a woman and balancing your work and life balance?
So I've got two older children and three grandchildren, so who, like I mentioned before, they are living with me at the moment, so they are planning to emigrate. So they have just moved in with us for a few months. So my time is a little bit more precious, so that I'm getting to spend with them a lot more, which is great. But I also, you know, we now have a house full of 7 people in our house, so can get a little bit hectic. So for me, the challenge is, so I come to work, obviously I work one day from home with our flexi time that we're able to have. But what I do is I try and go, I make sure that I go out. So I take the dogs for a walk. We've got 2 dogs. So I make sure at the end of the day, I'll go out for a walk, which then puts me, it sort of rebalances me before we get home and it's very hectic with 3 young grandchildren in the house. So that's for me. And at weekend, you know, we go on like longer walks, or I'll go out with my husband because he's self-employed. So, and that's, I take that as our quality time together, occasionally. So the challenges, you know, we have the great flexible working, which is great. And we're able to, rebalance what we do.
I bet dinner time is pretty crazy at your house, then.
Yeah, because they're all in school. So, yeah, it's like bath, bed, and it's just crazy. Between the hours of 5 and 7:30, yeah. So I tend to go out for a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what tips or strategies do you have for maintaining a healthy balance? And what advice do you give other women?
I suppose in terms of strategies, obviously it's different for every woman out there. And, you know, I mean, luckily for me, you know, I've got support at home, and, you know, I suppose in terms of like, you know, childcare and things like that, my husband works shifts, so he's at home a lot of the time to, you know, to sort them out. Obviously other people don't always have that kind of benefit and, you know, that support there at home. So I understand it can be very difficult, and, you know, everybody's situations can be different. I think certainly for me, you know, the kind of tips or strategies that I've got for maintaining, you know, that healthy balance is, you've got to remember to also take some time for yourself and put yourself first at times. You know, obviously life is so full on, you know, obviously men do this as well, but certainly for women, I can speak for myself, I always put the kids first. And it's like, sometimes you've got to kind of realise that and be like, right, hold on a minute, you know, make sure you're spending that time each day, you know, even if it's like, you know, going for a walk, you know, after work for half an hour to clear your head after you've finished work or things like that. It's making that time. And I think also, you know, something that's always been, you know, kind of, I suppose, installed into me really is about being organised. Like, if I'm not organised, that's when I'm stressed. Like, I like to have a routine, and I like to be prepared, you know, for you know, making sure, like, say, for example, each evening, making sure you're prepared for the next day, you know, with the kids, with uniforms and lunches and things like that. So, yeah, I think that those are the kind of tips and strategies that I probably would use and would definitely say help me, certainly.
What about you, Sally?
Yeah, I mean, the same, you know, I like a bit of organisation and routine. So that helps me to, you know, plan the day, making sure that you can, you know, take out and make time for yourself. You know, either dog walking, just go for a walk, just a bit of fresh air. It just rebalances yourself and just helps you to continue the day. Sometimes I don't have a lunch, and then when I go home at night, I feel like I've not sort of had a break. So, you know, I will then make sure that I do go out when I get home, you know, I'll get the girls and I will take them out for a walk, just to make sure that I can get that sort of rebalance back in my life.
And what are the 2 girls called?
My 2 girls, they're called Poppy and Willow. They're my little fur babies, yeah.
on that point about doing something like going for a walk or things like that. And obviously you mentioned about having the flexibility, Sally, to work from home. When I work from home, if I'm on my lunch break, I don't like start doing washing and cleaning the house and things like that. I'll use that hour to go and do something for me as well. Whether that's the gym or, take the dog out and go for a walk at that time. Like, I think that's another important thing. Sometimes just, making sure that you're doing something separate.
Yeah.
It's definitely important to put yourself first. Whilst kids, you have a responsibility. It's also, you need to make sure that you're prioritising yourself, right? And you, because they'll still be there. They still know, they count on you, but you still need to make sure you do stuff that's healthy and active for yourself. Finally, what do you hope to see for the future when it comes to healthy balance for women in the workplace then? So Helen, you can go first on that.
I mean, a big thing for me is, since joining the Amori group, like, we've done some incredible things. Like, the changes that I've seen in the business around this sort of topic is unbelievable. So we've recently just completely revamped our family forming policy. So that includes things like having the flexibility that's maybe needed, things that kind of really benefit people for maybe if someone's going through adoption or fertility treatment or paternity leave, and also I suppose subjects like around things like like the menopause as well. Sally, would you agree?
Yeah, no, totally agree with that. Being a woman of an older generation, so to speak, I am going through the menopause at the moment. The well-being that is done here within Amoria Group is really good, and the support that we get. So I can have meetings with my line manager at any point if I'm feeling that I need some support for something. Luckily my symptoms aren't as bad as a couple of my friends that are going through an awful lot at the moment, with their symptoms. We're all different. We all go through it at different stages of our lives, different ages. Nobody knows when they're going to go through the menopause. I've been going through it now for about 6 or 7 years. I feel that I'm okay and I'm still the same person. But, like I said, a couple of my friends have their hormones have just moved around, and they're completely different. They were completely different people. We've got the support here. I just need to go and ask if I need anything, and the help is there.
Do your friends get the same level of support you feel you do?
One of them does get, they do get support in their line of work, but the other one, no, they're completely on their own and they've got no benefits whatsoever to do with that at the moment. She is fighting it, and trying to, bring that in line, or, to, see if there's something that can be done. But, here at Amoria, the support that we get is really, really good.
Do you think this is an area, topic area, that obviously the men should be educated more on?
No, definitely, completely, because, we go through it in different stages. Some days, I can be, normal or whatever. And then, another day you might just be feeling, a little bit extra low, or just not feeling the way that you feel that you should be feeling that day. So it would be good for the men to also, just to, obviously they're not going to go through it, but just to learn a little bit more about it, because people are going through relationships, different stages in their relationships, and like I say, women are going through it in all different ages. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what's going to happen and when you're going to go through it.
That's all that we have time for today. It's been really great speaking to you today, Helen and Sally. So thank you so much for sharing your insights and experiences with us. It's great having you on the show. If you're looking to start a career in recruitment or want to learn more about the industry, be sure to check out amoriabonds.com.
Thank you for listening to Ascend in Action. brought to you by Amoria Group. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a review. Every time you do, it helps others to find the show. Amoria Group are committed to walking the talk, and through our recruitment brand, Amoria Bond, and consultancy, Coalesce Management Consulting, we work hard to create a positive and inclusive environment for everyone. For further details on Amoria Group and how we are progressing lives everywhere, head over to amoriagroup.com. See you next time.